Alrighty, guys, this is Nick Osler with the 5 a.m. Club podcast. I have lost my headphones, my AirPods, and so I'm actually recording this just on my phone, which I know is a big no-no, but I am just so fired up that I have to record something today. So here, bringing it to you live, I will somehow figure out how to get some more headphones, hopefully find my AirPods. But I don't want to say I've been in a slump, but I've been in like doing the normal, standard, basic, entry-level stuff lately in life. And I kind of just had this realization where if I want to be in the top 1%, which I do financially, then I have to start working and acting like it. And I think right now, with so much on my plate, I always go back to this close that Alex Hormozi has where he says, like, any excuse you give is the perfect reason to start. Or he says, like now that you're busy is the perfect time to start, because in the future, when you're busy again, you'll already know how to do it when you're busy. And so that's starting a new business, going to the gym, or, you know, whatever, right? Anything that you want to do, it's best to just learn how to do it when you're busy, because then, even, you know, no matter what happens in your life, you'll just have no excuses. And I've tried to, like, be that way recently, just have no excuses. And so, yeah, so far it has been good. I was up pretty late last night up until like 12:30, which I guess isn't that late, but it's late for me. And it's late, especially if you're trying to wake up at 5 a.m. the next day. And so I had to be to campus pretty early. So I had to wake up pretty early. So I was up at 5, and it just kind of like felt so good. Like, as miserable as it was, it felt really good to, like, feel that again. And I just feel like I've been getting a little soft lately. Like I was saying, like, I'm just kind of feel like I'm just doing, like, the, you know, what's expected out of me instead of going above and beyond. And so, starting today, I am committing to put in that 1% effort so that I can get those 1% returns. And so it looks like I have 2 clients right now. And so that's wildly exciting. And so I will fill you guys in the more I work with them. But I'm really just been looking for an opportunity to definitely get building out on Go High Level. Like I was mentioned prior, I feel like they have a fantastic product and a lot of ability to automate stuff, which makes everyone's life easier. So, honestly, I'm super excited to get going with that. I also just started, it's called Shoe Dog, which is the story of Phil Knight and Nike. Let me tell you, it has been one of the better books I've read lately, kind of like Elon Musk's book, or I guess the book written about Elon Musk. It is phenomenal. Like, the writing of Shoe Dog is just done extremely tastefully. There's just, the story is told so well so far. And for someone who's listening to the audiobook, that goes a long way. So it's not long and feels super slow to get through. And so I've definitely looked forward to listening to this book every single day. I definitely am just learning a ton. One of my main takeaways is just the importance of action, right? So in his story, I don't know if you know it, but he decides to just, he's in business school, he's taking these business classes, he gets his MBA from Stanford. And, you know, instead of going straight to work for some company doing, you know, something corporate and just getting his, you know, little paycheck, he decides he wants to travel the world. And then also, as part of his, like, you know, some of the final classes he had to take, he had to like actually build a hypothetical business. But, you know, describe it and build it in a way as if you were actually going to build it. And so that's what he did with these Japanese shoes that he could get super cheap by importing them and then selling them for, you know, whatever, marked up. He would be able to undercut Adidas, who was definitely the, like, the shoe leader at the time, and be able to make a little bit of, you know, arbitrage basically. So I just love that he kind of was like, yeah, it's a crazy idea, but he just was like, nonetheless, went to Japan and just put himself in the right situation to talk to the right people, and ultimately landed on the front porch of this shoe manufacturer and went inside kind of unannounced, uninvited, and just, you know, just kind of was in the right place at the right time. And I think a lot of life is putting ourselves in the right place at the right time, and you don't know what the right place is until you're there. So just giving ourselves as many opportunities as possible, and taking action, even though we don't know exactly what's going to happen. Hormozi has a good quote that always talks about how, like, every opportunity, I guess he says, like, when you have all the information about an opportunity, it's too late because that opportunity is passed, right? So it's like there's always inherent risk to every opportunity, and each risk of that opportunity is what makes it a valuable opportunity. Or, you know, not every opportunity is going to pan out, but any good opportunity, you're not gonna know it was a good opportunity before you take it. So that being said, just action is, seems like the theme of the last couple weeks for me, and I feel like I have started to take some more action for sure. I built out that website, like, I designed it. So now I need to get into high level and start building it out and then start onboarding this new client as well. So some good things on the horizon. I think we might make some money this month, which would be awesome. And just be a little bit of validation going into the next month. So very exciting stuff. Like I said, I feel like I'm at the point where I'm ready. Well, I don't feel I'm ready. I feel like I just better start or else I'll never start. And so, yeah. Also, if you haven't already registered for Alex Hormozi's book launch, it's happening this Saturday. Go to my Instagram. I will have it on my story with a link. Basically, it's going to be awesome. I'm really excited for it. He does have a Q&A today, which is Wednesday at 3:30. So by the time I post this, it'll probably be too late. But just so you guys know, those things are available and they're going to be epic. You're definitely going to want to be at this live virtual event. I have no doubt Hormozi is going to throw down and it's going to be memorable. So I'm super excited for that. Or at least that is what he has led us to believe. And to be honest, I trust the dude. So that being said, thank you guys so much for joining us. I hope the audio was not terrible. But yeah, thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. If you want to hit me with that review, I always appreciate it. And if you need to find me, you can find me on Instagram. That's Nick K. Osler. So Nick K. Osler. So there's two K's. So yeah, hit me up. Be happy to chat. Happy to hear how you like the show. It's always a pleasure to speak with listeners. So thank you guys so much for joining us. This has been another episode of the 5 a.m. Club podcast, and we will see you guys tomorrow.